Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Prime time on U.S. Open Week.
I was punching out with a 5-iron all day, and I didn't even do that right.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Prime Time with Isaac, Keep the Cart Girl Busy Rock, and Jason Big Slice Sakanik.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Isaac and Suk on 1080.
That's one of the few men that could out-nudity me.
The Fan.
All right, the Eric Spolstra Soufflé, as named for the archives by Mike.
Yeah, someone was saying, and I kind of like this, the Eric Spolstra Caesar salad. I enjoyed as well.
Okay. You can call it whatever you like. You know, that's the beauty of this show.
Yeah. I guess if you want to go ES, it could be Eric Spolstra egg salad.
There you go.
Egg salad's kind of disgusting.
Maybe
though.
The Eric Spolstra
egg, delicious.
Egg salad sandwich.
Ooh. Again, I can't get behind the egg salad.
Not I like a good egg salad sandwich.
Not a fan.
Delightful.
So,
chicken salad. You got something.
Eric Spolstra is by a mile the best the Blazers could do. I don't know that they could make a hire that's better than Eric Spolstra. Do you?
Yeah. No. I mean, with the exception of maybe Popovich coming here, but in age included, I mean, yeah, this is the definition of a grand slam. And if they were to find a way to do it, and they would have to find a way to trade something or you know, pay it off. Spolstra's under contract. It would be one of the more significant, if not the most significant, free agent or trade that this franchise has ever pulled off.
I would say this, though. I think that, you know, Spolstra being from here, there are a lot of people here that know him. I would think that if there was, were smoke to the Spolstra to Portland fire,
yep,
that it would be very hard to keep secret around here because of so many people that he knows that are still here. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
And right now, it doesn't seem like there's much noise. Not that couldn't change, but I just feel like there's two things about him. One, I just don't think Pat Riley is going to let him go, period. Pat Riley is one of the best in the business. They've had a great run with Eric Spolstra down there. There may be friction with players. There's always friction with players. I think there are three coaches, maybe four in the NBA, that are just carte blanche. I don't think that their management would really ever let them go until they retired. One is Spolstra, one is Popovich, one is Carlisle, and maybe Steve Kerr. And that's it. And I think Spolstra is in that category. I think Pat Riley would be insane and knows it to lose or to do everything not to keep Eric Spolstra. And I think he would make that happen. Also, while very good and widely respected, we're suddenly going to get over our skis about how great Eric Spolstra is if he comes in here and takes on this roster. I hate to tell you this, but with him with this roster is not much different than Terry Stotts. Because once LeBron left in Miami, and he still had Dwayne Wade, and he still had Chris Bosh, and he still had point guard.
Oh, you're talking about
point guard.
When they went to, well, that was Mario Chalmers was the point guard of that.
Yeah,
but they
Chalmers,
got Dragic.
Yeah. They still had Dragic. They had Dang. They won 37 games. He went from three straight finals with LeBron to winning 37 games. Since LeBron, his team won more than 44 games one time.
And last year,
once.
They went to...
And they had 42 last year, but that's, you know, they only played a 72-game schedule.
And they got to the finals.
And they got to the finals the one time. You should say they won more than 44 games twice.
Yeah.
The Blazers, since Marcus Aldridge left, for reference, have won 44 games or more four times. So Eric Spoelstra is not the end all to be all. Again, NBA coaches are very beholden to their rosters, and this roster is just not that good.
Yeah.
So I'd, you know, Eric Spoelstra, does he beat Denver? Hopefully.
See, and that's the thing. I think a guy like Spoelstra.
But does he beat Phoenix? No.
He doesn't.
No.
But it gets you past Denver. And I think we can all agree it would be a massive upgrade and probably the best upgrade you could make at that coaching position.
It would be an excellent hire, and I would actually like to see them. See, to me, him as the coach, that is the best they could do. I still don't think changing the coach is all you need to do, right? Yeah. Like, it, as I've been saying all along, just a coaching change is not going to garner you much. And I don't care if it's Greg Popovich, Eric Spoelstra, Steve Kerr, or Rick Carlisle.
Yeah, which, by the way, every one of those guys bowed out either before the playoffs or in the first round. Exactly.
Like, look at Rick Carlisle. Rick Carlisle is an excellent basketball coach, and he has one of the best players in the NBA. What happened?
Yeah, you got bounced.
And who didn't get fired? Rick Carlisle.
Yeah.
It's not Rick Carlisle's fault. He didn't have the roster.
Yeah.
So I just feel like we're going to get way over our skis on what Eric Spoelstra means. Now, if you bring in Eric Spoelstra as head coach and GM, I think that's interesting because I think you do need a fresh set of eyes on the roster. And I think he's great. I think he's smart. I think he could do it. Although there are a lot of guys in the NBA who have flamed out that are really smart guys that have flamed out in that role, the coach GM role.
And supposedly that is,
but I'd be willing to try that.
And supposedly that is what's waiting for Spoelstra, is that if he sticks around in Miami, that he will be the next Pat Riley, that he will move upstairs and be that guy. So I texted Sprague and just asked, you know, did you hear that there was actual interest from Spoelstra or just from Portland to bring him in? And he said, quote, hearing a lot more from Portland, but Spo's family is here. He's got kids now. And if certain power is offered, I think that goes to your point, GM, right? Could really get him to mull it over. He's been in Miami for over 20 years. If he leaves, most likely it's Portland. He, quote, loves, all quote, or all caps, loves it here. So yeah, there you go.
Well, I respect Sprague, and that all very well may be true. The best thing he said in there was may get him to consider it.
Yes.
I think Spoelstra is probably doing, and his agent are probably doing what most guys do, and that is they see an opening where there's a fit, and they drum up an offer to get more money.
And by the way, people asking, you can't trade players for coaches, only picks. So
Not getting Spoelstra.
What you would have to give up for Spoelstra because he is under contract, you don't have a lot of picks going forward. I don't know. I don't know how that works, but someone was asking, what would you have to give up to go get Spoelstra? It would have to be picks and cash and Miami wanting to let him go. So
yeah. So anyway,
it's really at this point, it's not even necessarily up to Spoelstra. It's, you know,
there's not much more to say about it. I just think it's pie in the sky. I really do. But there is the Portland connection, so you never know.
Yeah.
You never know what's going on behind the scenes in Miami. I still think Pat Riley is a guy that will smooth that over if there is something going on down there. I think Miami, I mean, like you said, he's the GM in waiting there. Mm-hmm. He's been on the sideline a long time. Other than just wanting to live in Portland or be back closer to family,
yeah,
what is better about what's going on here than what's going on in Miami?
I guess the only question would be, you know, like you said, is nostalgia and being home, because in theory, everyone would say, well, why wouldn't you want to live in Florida and Miami versus Portland? But again, the fact that he's from here and played here in family, you can never discount that.
No, you can't. But yeah, at the same time, we always overrate that.
We do. But Urban Meyer's dream job wasn't Florida. His dream job was Ohio State.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're like, well, why would you rather live in Ohio than you would Florida? Well, for him, that was going home. So maybe there's something to that, but again, I think there's a lot of entanglements here, and at best, I think this is a long shot. But
well, the other thing is you already have a GM.
And
I just don't think Olshay would hire Spoelstra. I really don't. I think Olshay would be threatened by Spoelstra.
Well, that's the thing, is someone going around the GM bro?
Well, I hope so. That's where I'm. You got my. That's where I'm like, I hope that's the truth.
That someone,
and they are looking at that, which means they're paying attention.
Yeah,
and I'm talking about they being Jody Allen
and Burke Hold, and maybe they go through and they clean house, and not only do they fire the coach, but you lose the GM, you bring in Spoelstra, and you say, hey, you're the coach and the GM, come here, let's see what you can do. I find that very interesting. I just don't know from a logistics standpoint what you have to give up to go get Eric Spoelstra, unless, again, Miami is tired of him and wants to move on, and that certainly doesn't seem the case. In fact, when I saw this rumor floating around, I started digging around the internet, and anyone that covers Miami at all is all saying the same thing, that the exact opposite of Spoelstra and Miami not getting along, it's been the case of Spoelstra, everyone is saying no, everything's fine, and Spoelstra has no intentions of leaving. So if this is going on, maybe it is going on quietly behind the scenes, and we'll just kind of wait and see how this plays out.
So all we know is that the Blazers have potentially discussed Eric Spoelstra.
Yes.
That should make you happy, because it means they're paying attention.
And I, too, have had internal discussions about Halle Berry, and I'm trying to work through some things and seeing how this could go and seeing what I have to offer as far as draft compensation. And, you know, it's a long shot, but I'm, you know, I like to throw my hat in the ring.
I do think it's great that a host on The Fan has a source that's feeding him information. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Blazers do keep this. The Blazers traditionally have played everything very, very close to the vest. But, and this
that's
is
the other thing too. Is
but this is the thing with if Spoelstra's family is
nobody
here,
knows what's going on with Jody Allen.
Probably not. But if there is leaks, they could be coming from the Spoelstra family. Because
what if Sprague's source is Jody Allen?
Oh my, he is kind of a cute little guy, and he's always got his shirt off.
Would you go up? Okay, so we know Jody Allen likes to sexually harass sexy men.
Yes.
Okay, so I would be out.
Mm. What about your feet, though? What if you showed her?
I could. Yeah, I mean, she might be interested in my tan, sexy feet.
Yeah, you know.
But let's say Sprague, who's probably, you know, like Sprague and Dusty. We send them up there.
Yeah, the 10 to the fan twinks.
So that Jody, yes. So
not
that
a
Jody
body
Allen
hair
can
amongst them.
Yeah, she wants to bat around a few twinks, right? Yeah. So we send them Sprague and who's the other guy?
Dusty.
Oh yeah, Dusty. And then she says, "Hey, I need a bear." And they call you. Sprague and Dusty call you. They say, "Oh my God, get up here. We are going to get the scoop."
Yeah.
Would you do it?
Yeah, you got to do it.
You got to go up there and
you got to go up there.
Prance around in your little skivvies in the hot tub.
I got to be honest.
You know that whole story?
I do. If there was a chance that I could go up and get an inner look at what's going on at the Allen estate,
even if you get sexually,
yeah, I got to go. I got to go.
Violated?
I look.
Some of those guys said it was worse. It was worse dealing with her than in Iraq.
Look,
or maybe it was Afghanistan.
You can't pass up that opportunity. You can't. I'll take one for the team.
I'd go too.
For the stories alone. Let's do this.
I'd have to tell my wife. I'm like, look.
Yeah.
I'd have to lay it out first. Yeah. Like, okay.
My special lady friend's like, why are you packing a camouflage Speedo? Look, just.
It's what she likes, babe.
Don't ask questions. It's just this is what's happening.
Well, maybe Sprague's already up there, you know,
yeah, maybe
dancing around for some info.
Maybe he's got sources. Maybe this is his source.
Well, we'll see. Okay. We'll see about that. Spoelstra to Portland. It's a done deal. Mike says, riot if they don't get him. And
can we not riot anymore?
Riot.
Can we stop burning and looting? Let's just.
Were you impressed by this weekend sports fan feat? Next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
Before we get to in the news today, we also have our baseball buttered toast coming up.
Ooh. I do love a good buttered piece of toast.
A lot going on with baseball.
You can't eat toast, by the way, without butter. You just can't. Even if you're going to put jam on it, you got to put a thin layer of butter down, then the jam.
The butter jam. So
ooh,
I had.
I've never done that. That's weird.
Oh, it's a game changer.
Oh, it's. Yeah, you have. It's not weird at all. It has to be butter and jam.
Yeah, you do a thin layer. Don't like go overdoing the butter. You just want a thin layer of it, and then bring the jam.
I love the has to be.
Yeah.
So
what if you put like peanut butter on the toast?
Well, okay. So I had a.
That's kind of butter on its own.
I had a little English muffin this morning.
Ooh, I haven't had an English muffin in years.
Yeah. So I just all I do is scrounge at our house, right? Like I just look and see what's in there. I'm like, hey, English muffin. And so I put it in the toaster, and I got out the jelly and the butter for one side of it.
Sure.
The other side of it, I was going to put peanut butter on it, mm-hmm. but I decided to put butter and peanut butter on it, and I'm telling you, it was better.
Really?
I did butter on both, peanut butter on one side, jelly on the other, did not eat them as a PB&J per se. Mm. Now, I ate them separately. Almost like two different little mini breakfasts.
I do that with bagels sometimes.
And I do that
great.
All the time with bagels.
You change it up. I've never thought about doing the
butter. Well, butter does make everything better.
It does. I've never thought about doing the butter and the peanut butter. I've always felt that the peanut butter
I only
butter
did
was,
it because...
I've never heard of butter with jam, but I'll try it.
I only did it because the peanut butter or the butter was already out.
Yeah.
Because I was buttering the other side. Mm. So then I was like, well, why don't I just do this side too and do the peanut butter? You're crazy.
Interesting.
You're crazy. Wow. Everybody was looking at me like, oh,
what's happening here?
And I did it, and it was great.
Hmm. I have to make a confession, though, in that I don't have real peanut. I don't have regular peanut butter anymore, so I don't use it very often. I have the natural peanut butter. And
I'm sorry.
Yeah. And so I really only use it for like smoothies and.
Don't you know that choosy moms choose Jif?
Yeah, it's like the worst thing you can possibly have. So like I put the real peanut butter like in
I don't
my
know. It tastes amazing
in so. My oatmeal. I don't have the ability anymore. To just break out regular peanut butter.
Well, then smear butter all over
and go
it.
To town. Yeah, I just do the regular butter. Because natural
pretty obvious.
Natural peanut butter can really only be mixed into things. If you put it in a replacement of regular peanut butter, you're going to be really, really disappointed.
Did you enjoy
yes.
the no. Wrigley Field Cup Snake?
I saw that someone actually did the, that was like a 20, it was $28,000.
43,000.
Was it 43?
Yeah, so at Wrigley Field, the bleacher bums.
Yeah, they do the snakes.
They, like you did when you were a kid, you go around and you collect all the souvenir cups.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they put 150 feet of cups together.
It was pretty
and
impressive.
And snaked it through the bleachers.
And normally that's a no-go because the powers that be at Wrigley, they shut that down. Like if you get a decent one going, the security guards come and play lifeguard.
Why? And why didn't they do that this time?
I don't know, but there's whole videos out there of they do not allow that to happen. The security guards will come and break it up. My guess is they don't want, because beer gets dumped on people and I don't know, like a safety hazard. They just normally don't allow those things to get very large, which is why I was a little surprised when I saw this one, because it's enormous. You said, what, 150
feet? 150
feet,
24 cups per foot, $12 per beer. $43,000 worth of cups or worth of beer, refreshments.
It just goes to show you, by the way, how much money ballparks make off of it. So that's $43,000. What do you think the cost of that beer was in the cups?
God, less than, cups and the beer, less than $2. Maybe $2.
$2, and they're selling them at $12 a pop.
$10 a beer?
Yeah. Jeez.
Well, I wasn't that impressed with
it. You weren't?
No. I thought that was kind of stupid.
Oh.
Well, I mean, it's cool, but it's like, okay, does this really need to be so viral? Like, everybody's like, oh, my God, look at that.
It was kind of gross if you saw it, because a bunch of people were, like, there was still, like, residue in the cup, and it was dripping all over everybody, which I would not be happy if I was in the bleachers. And just, can we say, agreed, getting stuff dumped on you at a game or any, it's just...
It's no good.
It's no good. It's sticky. It's gross. It smells like that's like you're sitting next to a guy at a game or a concert and he's all S faced and he dumps like, you know, you get like the sway and then you get the beer spill on you. It's just you want to punch him in the face.
Is there a worse place you could lick the ground than a ballpark?
Ballpark or concert? Take your pick.
Airport?
Movie theater.
Subway.
Movie theater. So
Subway.
Wait, Subway? What?
Subway.
Well, they mop the floors at Subway.
No. You ever been to
No. You mean like an underground subway?
Yeah.
You ever been? I thought you were talking about like the restaurant.
No. Go to New York, Boston, any place that's got a big rail system, the BART in San Francisco.
It's got to be that.
It's got to be that.
Because they don't clean. Do they clean the? I know they pick up the trash.
I don't think they clean it. And let's be honest, people are there. People are living there and posting up. And
here's a good one.
No,
a bottle redemption location. Boy, that's good.
Yeah.
Those things are awful.
They're pretty disgusting.
Although they're better now around here because we've got the new.
Yeah.
You know, we're all up on that.
I still feel like a bus station, a mass transit station, you're going to have a hard time.
Greyhound station.
Or how about this?
Frat house.
Ooh. Some of the frat houses, but I was thinking.
Less volume though.
You ever been to like a
more years straight of not cleaning?
Maybe. We used to mop like sometimes.
Dude, there's some photos out there of people like bathrooms, especially like frat guy bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and this is where I was going to go. What about like the bathroom at like dive bar / music club venue?
Like pretty bad.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
I've walked into some of those places before where you walk into the bathroom, maybe a gentleman's club, and gentleman is a strong word. You walk into some of those places and it's just, you don't want to touch anything, let alone the ground. Like you want to burn your shoes after you've walked in there. You're talking about licking the ground. That's going to be high on my list.
We should have masks for our shoes.
Well, they do. Like if you like when you get like a Comcast service guy that comes by, he puts on the little booties.
I love the booties. Yeah. I think we need more booties in the world.
It would be nice when you're at a place like that because it is pretty gross. When we were down in Vegas, we went to that dueling piano bar in New York, and it was a great venue, but it's standing room only. And at some point, you know, the crowd kind of shifts, right? And you just kind of flow with the crowd as you make your way to the bar and then to try to find an open area. And as we shifted, I ended up in a place where your feet were Trevor Bauer to the ground. Like it was, you know what I mean? It's like you can't.
No, what's Trevor Bauer have
sticky,
to do with this?
Like the spider tack. Like okay. You can't really move your feet and it's underneath you. And even though it is on your shoes, it's very disturbing to know that your feet are basically cemented to the ground.
Mm.
And I'm sure it's just beer or whatever, but it's still a very uncomfortable feeling to not be able to freely move your feet.
Basically what we've learned here, there's a lot of bad places to lick the ground.
Yeah.
In the world.
It's a good one. Steam.
What's that?
The hot tub place over here in Portland.
Hot tub place?
Yeah. You don't know what Steam is? Look up Steam.
Oh, is that like the
Swingers, it's like a bathhouse?
Swingers club?
Yeah, it's like a bathhouse sort of place.
What about straight up just licking the bottom of someone's shoe? Is that combined worse?
Oh, probably not. I mean, I'm just thinking sheer volume.
Yeah. I think the bottom of the shoe is better than.
Yeah. Because maybe they just got out of the house and they just cleaned their shoes. And you're only getting a little bit of.
Yeah. A little bit of fecal matter and whatever. Someone say an adult bookstore. Yeah. Like one of the booths, you know? Like
God. Why?
One of those places.
Why?
Where like, I don't even know what you use to clean a place like that. Something that dissolves nickels or something. That's in-house cleaners. Like 409 isn't taking care of whatever they got to clean up.
Gross. In the news, on that note, let's get serious.
That's a hell of a note.
I have beer news coming up next. Mike will like this. Mike is our local beer guy, resident beer guy.
He's fancy beer guy.
Beer Mike. And Southwest Airlines has to ground all their flights. Wouldn't that suck?
Yeah, that is not good.
See that? Oh, and I have Proud Boys news. Your group.
They seem like such wonderful individuals.
But first, Mike has SportsCenter.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Very strange moment in time right now where it's sunny out there.
Yeah.
But it's also raining sideways right over there.
Yeah, it got a little Florida.
Did you see that?
Yeah, it's got a Florida feel about it.
Yeah.
And that hot, muggy sort of thing.
Supposed to be nice beginning tomorrow, though.
Yeah, I think what later in the week we're going to get up, what, close to 80 degrees?
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's do it. And we got some rain, and we needed the rain.
We did.
You know, it's not going to stop the state from burning.
I was very
burning,
excited.
But, you know, we could use some rain.
It is June 15th, 2021. It is time for In the News. I am your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. Thank you. Today is Global Wind Day.
Okay. So, like...
Okay. What's your point?
Celebrate the Dutch or, you know, go windmills or, you know.
Yeah, wind energy maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Big turbines out there.
Yeah.
Put those on top of my house. Let's do this.
It is also National Lobster Day.
Oh, there you go. We were just talking about lobster yesterday and the delicious ass meat.
We were? Oh, yeah, we were.
Yeah. Lobster is wonderful. More of a shrimp guy, but...
Give me one word to describe lobster, in your opinion.
Succulent.
Mm. Good word.
Although, to be fair... Lobster, it does require other things. Like, it's got to have butter, or you mixed in with some mashed potatoes. Or
so is it succulent?
It is. It's delicious. But it does need...
I find lobster quite bland.
It does need some other things.
Lobster with other things is great.
Yes.
Lobster by itself is boring.
It is weird, because with other things, it's amazing. It's like, but crab's the same way.
Yeah.
Like, no one wants to eat just, like, regular crab, but you get some, get some hot butter or something to dip it in, or throw it in a wonton with some cream cheese.
But doesn't that say something, though? I mean, look, nobody's arguing that it's not good.
Yeah.
But doesn't it say something that you need hot butter to make it good?
But don't you, do you like chicken breast? Do you like steak? And that needs seasoning? You don't just throw a raw steak on there. It's got to have some accoutrements to it as well.
Not always. No, it doesn't.
You're not telling you salt,
chicken does.
Salt, pepper.
I never do salt and pepper, no. But, I mean, yeah, you usually do that with a steak, but you don't have to. I mean, a cut of meat.
The meat by itself will stand up.
It's delicious. Chicken, I disagree. I think chicken.
Yeah, plain chicken. That's like what like the bodybuilder people or like the fitness freaks.
Which
that's
that
all
goes.
All they eat is like raw chicken. Like, or not
yeah,
raw,
see, come
but,
on.
But plain chicken.
That's
breast.
Like torture.
Yeah.
This goes back to Mike and I's theory that chicken is just vastly overrated.
I kind of feel like.
Because you got to dip it in something or put it with something.
I feel that that's
or
everything,
fry it.
Though. Like, everything needs. Nothing stands alone.
And, okay,
you can't be
including salt in this conversation, because all food needs salt,
yeah.
Right? But we're talking about lobster, where you have to dip it in something for it to have substance, right?
Yeah.
You would salt your steak, sure, but you can just eat a steak completely by itself and be happy.
I'm not gonna be
That's
happy
right.
about it.
Same goes for like a sausage.
Sausage.
The thing that stands alone more than anything else is bacon. Bacon stands alone. The pig stands alone.
It is also the anniversary of the second of back-to-back no-hitters by the great Johnny Vandermeer.
Oh.
1938. Remember that? He threw back-to-back no-hitters?
No, because it was 1938 and I was born in 1978.
You haven't read about that? You don't read about things before you were born, Jason?
I am familiar with that, but that is not any sort of real impactful thing.
If he pitched it, see, I think it is because I think it's amazing. I don't think it will ever be broken.
Probably not, but
if he pitched today, what is his ERA?
Look, you're gonna get me going on this, but I tend to dismiss records from the 1930s. I just do. One.
So what's his ERA?
Six.
Six?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say like 12. Six is better than Luis Castillo.
It just drives me crazy when baseball purists or anyone is like, well, back in 1932. Yeah, it was 1932. And you were playing against other fat white guys and no one else. So spare me the glory days of baseball from the 30s.
Beer news. Mike will like this. I wonder if Mike knows about this. He probably does. He has a beer podcast. Mike's cutting edge on the beer scene.
Oh, yeah.
So we're probably a day or two late on this, but Chuckanut. You ever heard of Chuckanut?
Yes.
You have Mike's attention.
In Sook's house, that means something different.
Yes, it does.
They're a Bellingham lager. It's a brewery. They will be opening in Southeast Portland. They will be opening a beer hall for us.
This is the first time I've heard it. Yeah. Fantastic. They make incredible beer. That's awesome.
Really?
Yes.
Highly acclaimed Northwest Brewer.
Where can I get Chuckanut?
You'll find their bottles at most places across the city, most bottle shops and stuff like that. You'll be able to find their stuff. They're at some supermarkets, too.
So they've only been to the Great American Beer Festival. Oh, the first. So they opened in 2008, mm-hmm. and then they went to the Great American Beer Festival in 2009, and they won the first year. At the competition, they won 4 medals, Jason, about their beer.
That's a lot.
And this one's going to be right over by Barrelick. So, yeah. And they got good stuff.
Yes,
so
they do.
You're right there. And the beer mongers, I guess they're all right in that same little
They
area.
Also have a brew pub in Burlington, Washington. I don't know where that is, but if you're in Burlington, you can drink Chuckanut.
Can't say I've ever had Chuckanut. So.
Yeah, beer mongers is a really good bottle shop, too. And there's a Pine State Biscuits right over there, too.
All right, well, go Chuckanut.
Right across the Ross Island Bridge from us.
A private Proud Boys audio chat was made public Tuesday, showing how the right-wing group fell into dysfunction and finger-pointed as its members got arrested after the U.S. Capitol riot. Now, we don't have the audio here, but I do have some quotes. Would you like me to read them?
Sure.
Defense attorneys for Ethan Nordine, a leader of the Proud Boys in Washington State, your neck of the woods. You probably know Ethan.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Do a few meetings with him and Mark Scholl.
We're hanging out on a regular basis.
Released a rough transcript of the audio message in a court filing. The FBI, which has seized Nordine's cell phone, found the audio clips on the Telegram app and produced the transcript. Prosecutors gave it to Nordine's lawyers as part of their legal obligation to turn over evidence to criminal defendants. Quote, "We are effed. They are coming for us," one member said.
So they couldn't figure out that storming the United States Capitol and having that whole insurrection thing, they couldn't figure out that that wasn't a good idea?
This is correct?
Yeah, it just blows my mind.
Another member said that the situation was, quote, "completely effing crashing and burning on us," end quote. The same person went on to criticize other Proud Boys who handled communications and security on January 6th, saying, quote, "I mean, effing Tifa looks like professionals compared to us." Jeez. End quote.
I feel so bad for them because they just seem like
There's
such
Proud Boys.
Nice young men.
Can I ask a question about the Proud Boys?
Yeah, go for it.
I think I know what Antifa stands for, right? I think it's just anti-fascist, right? They're against anybody who is promoting authoritarianism or racism, right? Am I right?
That sounds about right.
That's about right. And they're very loosely, it's not really organized. Antifa is just like, hey, rise up when you see.
Yeah, I've heard that it's more of a, well, there are some organizations, but some people have said it's more of an idea than it is an organization. And some people balk at that, but I don't know enough about Antifa and their inner workings.
But that's what Antifa is, at least I think.
Yes.
What do the Proud Boys, what do they ultimately stand for? What is their credo? What is their message?
According to the Southern Poverty Law Center,
we're boys and we're proud.
The Proud Boys is a far-right neo-fascist exclusively male organization that promotes and engages in political violence in the United States.
We are boys and we are proud. That is somebody labeling them. What did they label themselves?
It says it took its name from Proud of Your Boy, the 2011 Disney musical Aladdin.
What?
Yeah, that's says where they got their name from.
Okay.
It's an alt-right group, it sounds like.
What's their thing? Are they just a bunch of racists?
Are they like worried about white people not being the majority?
I think that's what
it is. I guess it's one of those. A lot of those far right wing groups. They will not replace us. That they believe the country was founded by white European Christians.
Right.
And that the country should stay white European and Christian. And they feel like they will not be.
And
they do not want their authority challenged.
One other Proud Boys question: are they a Northwest group? Because I mean, I know they're national. But I feel like we're like the center of the Proud Boys here.
No,
am I wrong?
No, I think we are.
Are we really?
Yeah, I think Southwest Washington slash over here is where Proud Boys are from, just like it's where Antifa
has
their like biggest base.
They have a big base here because Antifa is so prevalent here, and they have to fight the Antifas.
I feel like I remember reading an article somewhere when this was all initially blowing up, and they were saying Proud Boys based in the Pacific Northwest. Yeah.
And that guy, Joey something or other?
Yeah, I'm reading through here, and their nemesis is Antifa.
Right.
I mean, they're...
They always come out when Antifa's out. Yeah. And Antifa comes out when they're out. Maybe we should just let them duke it out. What do you think?
See what happens.
Terrifying. What percentage of Oregonians identify with a white nationalist ideology?
I did see this.
Did you read that?
I did. I saw this yesterday on the news, and it was a little like, eh. Now, some of this is slightly misleading, I think.
A little bit.
I think it's
a survey.
It was a survey, and I think it's worded to. It's not good, but believe me. But I think it's worded. It's worded.
It's fake news
for some shock value.
Fake news. We'll get to that next. 448 on the Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
Okay, wrapping up ITN here for you guys and gals, theys and thems and its out there. According to a new survey, 4 in 10 Oregonians align themselves with white supremacist ideology.
Yeah. And when I saw that, I was like, oh,
4 in 10.
I was like, that is just ridiculous. But then when you dig a little deeper, I think some of that is it's a bit misleading.
The survey was conducted by DHM Research on behalf of Western States Center, the Western States Center. Oregonians answered questions about democracy and American heritage. 40% agreed that European white heritage needs to be protected.
And that's where I said that's a little misleading, because if you were asking someone, hey, do you feel like European heritage needs to be protected? That is my heritage. I love my heritage. I love the fact that my background is Swedish and Nordic. And if someone said, should you preserve that? I could easily on its own say, well, yeah, I think that should be preserved. That shouldn't go away. But that doesn't mean that you are that you're in favor of any sort of white supremacist. But what they're kind of saying there is, well, that's what white supremacists believe. And if you agree on one thing, you have white supremacist ideology. I think that's a very misleading. And quite frankly, when I heard that and the story went on, I was kind of bothered that they presented it that way, because they also go on to say that the vast majority, was it like 8 in 10, are against racism or other, I don't know, other hateful views. In the same study.
You could say 40% of Oregonians agree with white nationalist ideology. The numbers are down.
The numbers are down. But what was the other one? Because they, in that same piece I saw.
So it says, hold on. It says Amy Hertzfeld-Koppel. She's with Western State Center. She said, I think probably what was the most disturbing was that almost 4 in 10 Oregonians strongly or somewhat agree with statements that align with core arguments of white nationalism and other far-right groups. There was a slight increase for Oregonians in support of bigoted social movements. However, the survey did reveal that most Oregonians disagree with racist ideology and think it's important to preserve Oregon's multicultural makeup.
Yeah, and like I said, that number was like over 80-something percent. So I don't get how those two things, if you're being honest about the survey, can coexist.
Yeah.
I think this was done in a little bit of a disingenuous kind of gotcha sort of way. Because again, if you asked me,
The headline is what is wrong.
Yeah. I'm just saying, if you ask people that simple question, do you feel like, because that's the one they pointed to in the piece, was, do you feel that European white heritage should be preserved? I don't think answering yes to that question remotely makes you racist or that you share white supremacist sort of ideals. So that bothered me when I saw that on the news yesterday.
Here's someone who says, as a parent of someone who claims to be part of Antifa, I can only assume there is zero level of organization. Yeah, I think that, you know, the Antifa guys were on 60 Minutes not too long ago. Did you see that piece at all?
I did not.
They featured Portland and they had a couple of Antifa bros, but they were in disguise. You know, they did Jason sure. Quick voice.
Yeah.
Hello.
And yeah, it was very odd. They had two of them on there. And
thank you.
They did ask him, because we always ask the question, why do they go down there and destruct property? Why do they do this? Yeah. Nobody even knows why they're doing it. Yeah. If you have a message, ain't nobody getting it. And they asked him that. And they said,
Their response
was that because they believe that it's just property. In other words, people are more important than property. That's what they're trying to highlight. So you have to protect people and protect against racism and all this stuff.
They also went round and round in that piece, repeating the same like two lines over and over.
Yeah. Allow me to say this then for the record.
But I'm just telling you, that's what they said.
Yeah. Proud Boys get bent. Antifa get bent. How about that?
Yeah.
Canceled.
Well, I hate extreme groups on the right. And guess what? I hate extreme groups on the left. So there you go.
Hey, I don't hate anyone.
You're too neutral. Canceled.
No, I do. I absolutely hate them both. So there you go.
Well, then that means you're canceled.
I love that.
You've canceled yourself three times on the same topic.
So your argument is people more important than property. So let's go burn other people's property.
I know, man.
It's a terrible argument.
It is,
but that's what they said.
So you get some family that builds up their business and that's their livelihood and that's the American dream. You build something successful.
What they're doing is they're bifurcating.
And so you've decided that you're going to play judge, jury, and executioner on this, and you're going to go firebomb it.
Bifurcate.
They want the American dream, but they're bifurcating their destruction of an American dream to show that the American dream is dreaming.
Yeah, it's
Do you think Olshay's Antifa?
Bro.
He can buy and trifurcate with the best of them.
Let's start that rumor.
Trifurcate.
Olshay's Antifa.
This guy's saying, do you love God? If yes, then you align with the beliefs of religious terrorists. Yeah, that's the same sort of... that's just a BS... that's a BS study whoever was putting that out.
There are a few white nationalists who listen to us because they've already told us they will not be listening to us anymore.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Shockingly, from 360.
And they're so disappointed they thought I was with them. They're like, man, I thought that guy.
I think people do.
I've seen photos of him. I thought he was with us.
I think you do bring in the white nationalist crowd.
I did shave my beard, though.
They look at you and they're like, oh, there's my guy.
Am I less white nationalist now without the big Viking beard?
Not at all. Look at you.
Damn it.
All right. I think that's it. In the news for... what is today? June 15th? God, can you believe that? Hey, I forgot to mention, California opened today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's we're full go.
Well, no, we're not. Well, they are.
No, They are.
California.
They are. We are.
That's
right
another
now,
state.
We're the most restrictive state, I believe,
yeah,
in the country.
With the mask. Yeah. Or Oregon is. Not Washington.
No.
Oregon.
Oregon. Hooray!
All right. In the news is over. Thank you for listening to that. Hot 5 at 5. Thank you for listening to that. Should you? Because we have Seahawks news. Major League Baseball will begin cracking down on pitchers with foreign substances, and Damian Lillard has made headlines today. Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.